Obviously, through our work within the community and especially as part of the schools team, we do start to see current patterns and trends, and we're mindful of what's happening in the UK overseas, and also really pay close attention to our island community. We are not safe from threats or issues that happen in the UK, nor should we think so. So it's really important we keep an eye on things, especially when it comes to our young people. So from working in the schools and with the community, we become aware that young people are, let me say, experimenting, using, trying, whichever word you want to use, technology, but sometimes they're using it in a manner that can, is, and will cause harm. And that's where we've got concerns.
You've said they have been using AI software to generate pictures of their peers to potentially bully or ridicule them, but also, quite alarmingly, crossing the line into the territory of indecent as well. So that's particularly concerning, isn't it?
Yes, we've had a few examples, some that are live and ongoing, so obviously I can't comment in detail, nor would I in such an article. But we have had young people, and they're using them to cause harm. They might not think so, but actually it does. So we've had examples of they will take someone's picture from a social media feed, which all young people have their faces everywhere, or they'll take a picture of their friends out and about, and then they'll create something from it. Now, whilst this might be amusing in some occasions, what they're doing is they're taking it far too far. They're creating an image that is bullying, is cruel, or could be perceived as so, or actually far too far, and they're creating what we would say is an indecent image. Now, with regards to the new legislation that came in at the start of the year, the Sexual Offences and Obscene Publications Act of 2021, the Isle of Man here has very effective legislation to deal with this. The legislation's open for people to see themselves, and it is good, and so it should do, because we have been for many years seeing people pushing things too far, doing things that aren't right when it involves media and social media. And thankfully, we've got the legislation to deal with it. Now, when it comes to indecent images of children, anyone under 18 is classed as a child. So if we take the law to its letter, and the way I explain it to young people is this: if you're under 18, you cannot even have a picture of yourself naked on your phone. I don't know why, but it would happen. Now, I see that as being, if you can't have it yourself because you're under 18, then that says, if I don't take it, it can't be shared. It can't get out of my control, and it can't cause me or someone else harm. So that's the simple part of it.
You will have been having conversations in schools to try and drive this message home. When you explain the ramifications of what potentially could happen if a student of any age is found to have done something like this, do you notice it hit home? Do you think the message is getting through yet?
I'd like to hope so, which is a little bit why we reached out on media as well. We engage with the young people, and we work in the schools and outside of the schools. This isn't all happening in school. In fact, we've got no evidence to suggest these are being made in school, but it's important that we share the information under our education role. Now, the concern I have is, whilst we speak to the young people again and they might understand it or acknowledge it, we want to make sure that the parents or their guardians or the wider community understand it and are aware. And the more we can spread this advice and information, hopefully the more we can contain it, stop it, or slow it down.
What have you heard since putting this message out, and what have you heard from parents with respect to this? There must be a lot of concern on the island.
It's mixed. I mean, obviously the post we put out was to raise that awareness, and you can see at the bottom of the post that still, we will be keeping that on our Facebook feed. In fact, I may pin it there. You can see from the post we put out, the aim was to educate and make aware, and also to signpost to various links. And there is so much available online of good stuff. And that good stuff is what I call advice to parents, to people. And take that advice, go on and look, find out what your young person's doing, or in fact yourself. I'm not technically brilliant, but with these tools, you can find out and give yourself that ability to make choices or protect young people. You can see some of the feedback we had on the post, that a lot of people were appreciative of us raising it, and some people curious and concerned about it, and they're making comments. And there's obviously a concern. So I think the responsible thing for us as the constabulary and through the media is to try and raise awareness, but let's stop the fake news, as they say, and let's signpost people to accurate portals that can help and advise on this important matter.
So what are school education officers going to be doing then down the line? You'll be going into schools talking with students?
Yes, we do. There is a team, there's myself and two others, and we do focus sessions on all sorts of topics. And social media and deep fakes and AI is part of our sessions for the older kids. If it's raised with the young kids, we will discuss it, because I think it's important that we also need to remember it's not just teenagers, it's not young adults that are on it. We have young kids in primary school that are accessing media, that are gaming, and we need to get this advice out to everyone that, do you know what your young kids are doing? Mm. Do you know what they're seeing? And actually, do people believe what they're seeing online and media? We need to fact check. We need to keep ourselves and others safe. There's so much fake stuff out there.
And in this post, you didn't specify which AI programs, AI software, whatever you want to call it, was being used. We have seen a lot of backlash this week against Grok and the UK government putting in measures there to combat deep fakes on X, formerly known as Twitter. You were saying that's one of the examples here, but it could be others as well.
Yes, at the minute we have, I mean, I personally, and there probably is more, personally I've dealt with one where the young person has said that's the platform it was used to do it. So we shouldn't think we're isolated here. It is here. A lot of people use these platforms. So we need to be very, very careful of the current trends and patterns, because like I said, the legislation now is really, really solid, and it's there to protect people. It's there to protect people from having their images used to be abused, or people sharing such images. It's really clear. You can't possess, you can't make, take, distribute, and you can't threaten to share such an image, even if you don't have it. And rightly so, because can you imagine the emotional, the mental health harm of being that person wondering if your image is out there? Could it get out there? So we look at it from the point of view of the victims as well as the offenders.
When you think back to this time last year and how quickly AI has developed and the technology has become more and more advanced, are we a world away each time you look back year on year to where we were? Because it must be quite hard to keep up with.
It is. I mean, from my point of view, I am, like I say, I do the job I do. I don't do the technical stuff. I'm mindful of it from that safeguarding point of view. But every day things move on, move faster, change, and we have to adapt and keep up. The best way of doing that is researching things ourselves, finding that accurate advice. There's so much out there. Read it, find it out, and apply it in our own lives and that of our families.
Okay, and just finally then, is there anything you'd like to say to any parent, guardian out there who is concerned about this? Perhaps their child, you know, has alluded to this having happened to them. What can they do?
Yep. There is, again, so much advice. I'll keep repeating it. If you go onto our Isle of Man Constabulary Facebook page, that post is going to stay there, and it has links that can tell you, things that can remind you, advise you what to do, what not to do. We've got the Safer Schools app. That is fantastic, because that is aimed at students in school. How can they can keep themselves safe? My thing is, as a parent, it's our responsibility to know what our young people are doing or how to help them in what they're doing. So we need to research, we need to find out, and we need to fact check, and we need to know what they're doing, because this is harming people. We look to Australia. I'm not going to get drawn into that debate. Yeah. We look at Australia, and me personally, I think that's interesting. They've even gone so far as the president to say that under 16s, they're being harmed by it. Mm-hmm. That's a country saying that young people are being harmed by media. So if we as an island can do as much as we can to prevent that harm, then it could only be a good thing.
If I was a parent and this was happening to my child, what would be the best course of action to prevent it happening in the first place?
We ask that parents reach out. As I said before, there's loads of places online they can ask for advice for, research themselves before contacting us if they want to get information themselves. But actually, do you know what? Contact us. Ask us. There's offices local to you, or you can contact us through our media post. But contact us and we can advise you and we can help you, because we tell the young people in school the most important thing is to tell someone, whether that's your parent, guardian, a teacher, an officer, a trusted adult. As soon as you tell, we can slow down the spread of those images and protect that person. And that person whose image is out there, they're a victim. And every time that image is shared or looked at, they're re-victimised. So contact the police. We can signpost you on, or there's other places we can link you to. But just ask for help and advice. We're there for you.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.